This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Right, captain, right.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome on this Veterans Day 2020 to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, not to forget our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks so very much for what you're doing to keep America moving. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website for the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now on this Veterans Day, a veteran himself, Colonel Jim Warshak, retired United States Air Force. And good morning, Colonel, and happy Veterans Day.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me this morning, and happy Veterans Day back to you and to all our great veterans out there now.
You betcha. And we're going to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want to say good morning to George the Godfather. He says leaving for Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He's going up there for that million-man march that they're going to have from the Supreme Court to the White House. He's going to be part of that. George, you can give us a live report if you want, if you're able to call in on the radio. So there you go. And we'll see how all that goes. Now, Colonel, obviously, as your job, your position as the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, you're well aware of where I'm about to go here. Michigan. Now, one of our contributors to our show, Ron Edwards, his grandmother and grandfather, who have been dead for a little while, actually, their somebody calling themselves their names voted in the election in Michigan. That's just one example of what's going on up there. Obviously, multiple witness accounts of irregularities, incompetence, unlawful vote counting, affidavits from witnesses who said they saw election officials counting ineligible ballots, counting batches of the same ballots multiple times over and over again, counting illegal late ballots, predating them, accepting ballots deposited in drop boxes after the deadline, and duplicating ballots illegally. A lot of nonsense went on in Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. It was massive. And, you know, some of the ballots, and I shouldn't say some, I should say probably tens of thousands. I watched a example yesterday. They went back to the year 1800. That's over 200 years ago. And pulled deceased people's names off state and county records and use those names on ballots. That's totally unbelievable that they would stoop that far. And they had to, you know, they would have gone to supervisors of elections to get those kind of data and records and things like that to be able to do that. And the other big one that came out yesterday, and it went to the president himself, Trump was the list of poll watchers who were denied access to do their job in observing. And they were all Republicans, and that was in Philadelphia. And that's one of the big complaints that's been filed. And I can tell you there's going to be thousands of lawsuits, in particularly in the primary states. And I can tell you there's already a lawsuit in Hillsborough County being worked. Just to be sure, just to check, because even though President Trump won Florida and everything went relatively well in Florida, doesn't mean there wasn't any voter fraud. So we've filed a lawsuit to go check, at least in Hillsborough County. Let's just make sure.
Well, the ballot harvesting, especially in Georgia and nationally, was conducted by one Stacey Abrams, who was obviously found to be complicit and guilty of trying to stuff ballots into her election back in 2016 when she got beat in a run for governor. And she was, I believe it was 2016, it might have been 2018. It seems like time flies when you're having fun. But anyway, she was trying to ballot harvest. It wasn't legal. She got caught, and she was put in charge of the get-out-the-vote effort for the Democratic Party nationwide.
Yeah, totally unbelievable. And this is a person who wants to run for public office, and this is the kind of thing they do. You know, it is so rampant. And, you know, this was – I was talking to some of the folks who have been working on this over the weekend. They had this plan in play back in July 2018 or even before that, and it was one of the reasons they got so upset. And I say they, meaning the Democrats, when President Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court, because that sent shivers up their spines when they realized, uh-oh, there's another conservative who's going to be put on the Supreme Court. That could spell trouble 2 years down the road. So this plan was well in play. They took good notes from where they failed in 2016 and implemented, and we've heard all the stories of all the different computer programs, which are also being investigated. This was on a massive level, Matt.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have a lot more to talk about here, because we haven't even gotten into Arizona, haven't even gotten into Wisconsin, haven't even gotten into, oh gosh, I don't know, Nevada. There's a lot more going on here. And yeah, lawsuits, and yeah, recounts, and oh my goodness. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Jim Warshuk, is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan, and the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital displays, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including intelligent all-wheel drive. The new Rogue nearly drives itself. I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had four of them over the years from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchase, which is a tremendous added value pack that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. Now, there's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for at the other dealerships won't. Now, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Remember, the choice is clear. The choice is simple. The choice is here. Moss Nissan, with stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the all-new Nissan and Acura dealerships on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Just visit them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Colonel Jim. Good morning, Colonel Jim, again.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, we got a caller. I don't know if we got a question or what's going on here, but I'm going to take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your question for the colonel?
Well, boss, Colonel, this is Todd in Tampa. Just wanted to say I'm glad y'all were talking, but Joe Biden hasn't won anything. Now, Joe Biden could go pontificate all he wants to, but the electors have not selected. And let me say, I've been to 8 Trump rallies. There's 45,000 people there. You can't get in the thing. I've been in 8 of them, okay? There's 3 people at the Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't win this legally, morally, ethically, and by the Constitution, okay? So Joe Biden can project. The media can try and project, but they don't select. Okay, they can do whatever they want, but the bottom line is this: Donald Trump not only won this, he won this in a landslide. But you go by the legal, moral, ethical ballot, a legitimate ballot, okay, in each state. They haven't given North Carolina. Donald Trump's up like 8,000 votes. They haven't given them North Carolina, okay? The supreme crooks in Pennsylvania cannot go around the legislature. Donald Trump won this election, and as Hillary Clinton said, don't concede anything. And when you go down the ballot, we want more House seats and more Senate seats. Let's get to work, Donald, and get to work because we won this election fair and square.
Thank you very much. And that's Todd in Tampa, and obviously he's passionate. But I'll ask this question. I told you I was going to ask you a question from Steve in Thailand. He says, the fraudulent ballot activity not only affects the presidential election results, but it affects all the election results from the top down, meaning the Senate, the House of Representatives, the state level and local level. Now, we talked during the break. That's not necessarily the case because they were so brazen in what they did. Some of the ballots they filled out and turned in only had the presidential election on it, nothing else.
Exactly, and that happened in every one of the states that are in question, and they were, those ballots were dumped in troves. It wasn't here and there. It was massive in some of the states and in some of the counties and precincts where that happened, and that sent a red flag up immediately as one of the first indicators that they realized the extent of the voter fraud. And how that was done, they used a number of different software packages, and you've heard of Domain and Avid, and you've heard of Hammer and Scorecard were some of the programs that they used that basically said, you've got to come up with this many ballots to beat Trump. And when you go into places like Pennsylvania and I think it's Allegheny County around Philadelphia, where Trump was leading by over 800,000 on Tuesday night, and suddenly the next morning he's down by about 10,000. That's one of the massive dumps that they inserted in there, and that sent up, as I said, a red flag. And, you know, the previous caller made the point, and, you know, here is a guy, Joe Biden, who could barely get a couple dozen people on the campaign trail, all of a sudden, and this is the fault of the mainstream media. This is the big lie and the big narrative they're pushing now, saying that Joe Biden garnered the most votes in the history of presidential elections. That's BS.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. The mainstream media did a very good job and not reporting the Hunter Biden scandal out there, because media research and their poll that they put out of 5,000 registered Democratic voters, they went specifically for Democratic voters, 36% of those did not know. They answered they had no idea about Joe Biden's involvement with Hunter Biden and the Chinese corruption stuff. How do you like that?
Absolutely, and that's still out there, and we can only pray that that investigation continues, particularly when this is all settled and done and Donald Trump starts his second term, as Mike Pompeo said yesterday.
And that group, by the way, 13% in that group said had they known, they never would have voted for Joe Biden. That would have been more than enough to put President Trump way over the top.
Well, I still believe he was way over the top. And
I do, too.
And this was done, as I said, deliberately, intentionally, and planned.
Oh, they wanted him out. He's gotten he's gotten too close to the deep state, the swamp, the whole nine yards. We know where all that's going, and they don't want to lose their cushy little dominion that they've got going on with the millions and billions of dollars that they're able to squander without anybody doing anything about it. That's the problem.
Yeah, and they're well aware of that, and we saw yesterday, earlier this week, and then yesterday, first the Justice Department senior attorney in charge of election apparatus and what he does for the DOJ resigned after the attorney general said he wanted to have every single all the election fraud investigated.
Yeah, he's the one that went after Quinn.
Yeah, exactly. And then
Flynn. Yeah.
Flynn. Yep. And then we saw with the dismissal. This is interesting. Think about this. With the dismissal of Defense Secretary Esper yesterday, immediately three others resigned, and Trump automatically filled them in with three of his biggest defense national security loyalists. Now, it's interesting that he would put them in to work if there was going to be a transition and change. Why would they go work in the Pentagon as senior officials for a couple of weeks before they would, you know, be removed again?
Well, Christopher Miller is a special forces guy. He was with the 5th Special Forces Group.
Yep. He was one of the horse holders.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you have him in there and three other national security loyalists, one of them General Tata, and two other gentlemen who worked on his National Security Council are now in the Pentagon at the senior levels. It's interesting they would go and take those, knowing that if, God forbid, that just got overturned and Biden stayed in as president, they wouldn't even start their jobs. They would be removed immediately because they are senior political appointees by President Trump. So interesting play there on how that worked out.
Okay, got a question from Cousin Vinny. He's a former Air Force up there in Tennessee. He's going, how does Colonel Jim feel this will all turn out?
Well, you know, I believe in truth and justice and honor, and that this will be revealed on such a massive level that the people will realize what's going on. We have to get the mainstream media to accept it, and the Democratic Party needs to own up to what they're doing. And I think in the end, the massive level of fraud that we've been talking about will be obvious. That's the key word. It has to be truly apparent and truly obvious to every person. And I think that will happen. There's thousands of lawsuits already filed, and, you know, Rudy Giuliani, and, you know, we have Sidney Powell now working on the team, and a number of other high-level people who are doing that. That's the hard work that has to be done. That has to be accurate and I's dotted and T's crossed for it to be used, and I trust that will play out.
Well, right now, George is pointing out to Godfather, and good morning to him. He's pointing out that this whole election thing is a distraction to keep us away from centering our thoughts on Hunter Biden and all that stuff.
Well, it's not only that. It's the second term of President Trump, and we kind of know where that will go.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll still be talking about this next week when we talk again, I'm sure, because 37 days to get over the Gore thing back in 2000, so we're headed in that direction now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
All right, Colonel, you have yourself a great day, and happy Veterans Day to you, my friend.
Back at you.
All right, Colonel Jim Warshick, everybody. Retired U.S. Air Force and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. I'm coming right back with another tribute to our veterans.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court Tuesday considered the fate of the Affordable Care Act for the third time since the health care law was enacted in 2010. A couple of the justices, including Justice John Roberts, indicated they were unlikely to drop the entire law, even if the individual mandate is deemed unconstitutional. 2 hours of oral arguments looking at the constitutionality of the individual mandate, the requirement that people purchase health insurance or pay a penalty. The penalty was removed by the Trump administration in 2017. The Democrat Party secured control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but with a slimmer majority after winning at least 218 seats. Democrats secured the majority after three wins late Tuesday. Incumbents Kim Schreier in Washington, Tom O'Halloran in Arizona, and Jimmy Gomez out in California. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and there's our little buddy up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Donna Fiducia, formerly with Fox News for a number of years, as she said. By the way, she was the first traffic copter gal in New York City, flying around in a helicopter for, of all people, Howard Stern in the morning. I remember that in New York City. All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Farrah and Farrah. Now, you know, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. Because since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for their clients. Now, they have offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton, and their legal firm has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans that can work with you veterans out there and help you with the problems you've got. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and it's dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that you deserve. Now, so whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you so rightly deserve. So visit them online, farrahandfarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or you can give them a call 24-7 at 877-245-6707. The number again, 877-245-6707. And tell them the captain sent you. And, boy, I'm telling you, they are great people to work with. Okay, in honor of Veterans Day, here we go.
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
My daddy said,
big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Help a fan, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hammer the freedom, start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
Can you say Toby Keith, All About America? And I'll tell you what, you know, these songs that we played, we do this every year, and we had some people chiming in telling us they wanted to hear different things. And that one right there went out to a whole group of people that are over there at MacDill Air Force Base, the home of CENTCOM, Special Operations. And that's for you guys and gals over there for the job you do. And we appreciate everything you do here on the program, because it's all about you. It's all about America here on this program, and we won't let you forget that. And for the boys and gals in blue, our police officers, we're right there for you too. It's all about America, and that's what we do on this program. That's why we call it the Captain's America. I'm the captain, and we talk about America. Now, right now, I got to talk about something else, because we do have this system, Tropical Storm Etta, which is brushing the coastline out here, and it's going to make more of a dramatic right turn, and we are right there, okay, to where we're going to get some of this weather. Now, I got to read the statement the way it says, so just bear with me. Life-threatening storm surge is possible early Thursday along portions of the Florida coast from Bonita Beach to the Sinachie River, including all of Tampa Bay and Charlotte Harbor. Now, residents in this area should follow any advice given by local officials. In addition, hurricane-force winds are possible along portions of the west coast of Florida from Anna Maria Island to Yankeetown by early Thursday. You heard me right, hurricane-force winds, because this storm is still intensifying. Now, tropical storm force winds are expected by late Wednesday along portions of the Florida Gulf Coast from Bonita Beach to the Suwannee River, and are possible Thursday from Suwannee River to Ochilla River. Interest elsewhere along the Florida Gulf Coast should monitor the progress of Etta, as well as additional watches and warnings that may be needed today. Now, heavy rainfall from Etta will continue across western Cuba, south Florida, spread northward across portions of the west and north Florida Wednesday areas today through Friday. Additional flash and urban flooding will be possible in south Florida on Wednesday, especially across previous inundated areas and across portions of western and central Florida through Friday. Now, this, if you haven't seen the map, the current path takes it and drives it pretty much, we'll be on the right side of this, but it drives it pretty much right up along between us and Newport Richey, certainly Big Bend somewhere in there, and here we are. Now, let me just tell you what's going on here. Maximum sustained winds are 70 miles an hour right now. The minimum central pressure dropped down to 988 millibars. We are looking at a storm that's 230 miles south-southwest of Tampa, 175 miles southwest of Fort Myers. And the changes that have come in now is a hurricane watch has been issued for the entire west coast of Florida from Anna Maria Island to Yankeetown. And this tropical storm warning is in effect for the Dry Tortugas, Bonita Beach to the Suwannee River, north in Florida. Now, this is going to get interesting during the course of the day. So I'm not really sure what exactly is going to take place. But as of 5 a.m., The center of the tropical storm Etta was located near latitude 25.0 north, longitude 84.1 west. Etta's moving towards the north near 12 miles per hour. A motion towards the north-northeast is forecast through Thursday. On the forecast track, the center of Etta will move closer to but off just offshore of the southwest coast of Florida today, approach the west central coast of Florida tonight, and move inland over the northern portion of the Florida Peninsula on Thursday. Now, Etta is forecasted to move more northeastward into the western Atlantic late Thursday or early Friday. This is going to go right out in the ocean. Who the heck knows what's going to happen over there? Again, maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 70 miles an hour. This could be a Category 1 hurricane when it comes our way. Etta is expected to be near or at hurricane strength tonight as it approaches the west coast of Florida, with rapid weakening expected after landfall on Thursday. Now, the tropical force winds extend outward 115 miles from the center. That means you're going to feel it over there in Orlando, because this thing is brushing off the coastline until it makes its turn, and then we'll see what happens then. Again, the storm is getting stronger. The minimum central pressure now down to 988 millibars. And again, we will keep you informed as best we can with all the different changes that are coming right now. You'll probably get watches and warnings coming through the day. But don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with Patrick Hyland and Spullets on the Radio.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alan Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
You sure are. And before I get to Patrick Hyland with some spots, I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they've been around for a long, long time, and they are absolutely the best at what they do because all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, they also do something the big box stores do not do, and that is they offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call to schedule an appointment for service at 941-922-2345. Now, always remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Don't forget to tell them I sent you. And again, either stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota or give them a call at 941-922-2345. And remember to tell them I sent you. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback guy, is here with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and before we get started, I want to thank you for your service and all the veterans out there. And the honor and respect all our veterans out there. A lot of people don't know this, Captain. It's unfortunate. We start teaching a little bit more on history in our school system. But the reason we celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th is that's when World War I ended, November 11th, 1918, 11th hour, 11th day.
Treaty of Versailles.
Yes, sir. So just want to share that with everybody, Captain. We wouldn't have sports unless it was for our great military generation, not freedom in this country, to participate in sports and for athletes to make millions of dollars. So appreciate that every day in respect of the military. So in the world of sports, Captain, they're going to start the Masters tomorrow. What a weird thing in November, the Masters. Normally it's late March, early April.
But, yeah.
This year, if COVID-19 is going to play it in November, it's going to look different. I don't know if the course is going to play different, but a lot of people will be tuning in. Tiger Woods will be defending the championship. Hard to believe that Tiger won it last year. Nobody, only a couple people thought it could happen. A couple people bet on it in Vegas and made hundreds of thousands of dollars. So amazing that happened, to say the least. NFL this weekend, we'll have some fun watching that, obviously. Basketball, and did get everything approved for December 22nd. They'll start playing basketball, NBA. College basketball is kicking off, though, so that's going to be nice for a lot of people to watch. College game's a little bit more of a team sport than the pro game, in my opinion, Captain.
I would rather watch college games than professional when it comes to basketball because they're not – it's a different attitude. They want to play the game. They're having a good time. There's a rah-rah, attaboy, all that stuff, and I really like it.
Exactly. Now, the NFL's talking, Captain, about approving a contingency plan for the 16-team postseason. So, I mean, now we have Big Ben and three other Steelers placed on the COVID list. I don't know if they'll play this weekend. Pittsburgh's undefeated. People are predicting they might be able to go, you know, run the table. We'll see if that happens. That's a hard thing to accomplish. Only two teams have gone through the regular season undefeated, and that's the Miami Dolphins, 1972, and the New England Patriots. So we'll see what happens then. And, Dallas Cowboys fans out there, it looks like Dak Prescott's ankle and leg are healing real nicely. The surgery went perfect, they say. So hopefully he'll be able to play, you know, here, you know, I don't know about next year, but soon thereafter. Hopefully he's
going to Look at Alex Smith.
Very good, Captain. What a great story. What a true gentleman he is, and a fighter he is, and a competitor he is. I'm really happy for him and his family. They endured a lot. You know, just not the broken leg, but they didn't.
Well, he went down Sunday in one of the plays, and everybody went, oh, my goodness, and they thought we were going to have this big problem again, and he came back in.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that, you know, he's bouncing back after this. Just a freak injury of what occurred. You know, people are asking Jerry Jones to think they should draft a quarterback in the first round. You know, he's like, no, we're not going to do that. For our car race fans out there, Castro Venice will return to IndyCar for unfinished business in 2021. So we'll see how that plays out, see if he can get back to his, status. And the power rankings of hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, are right up there with everybody. So we'll see how they're going to do this year defending the Stanley Cup.
Are they playing a regular season now or no?
Hockey, they're going to be a little shortened, just like basketball, a little shortened, but not by a lot. Not by a lot. And then obviously baseball, if all this COVID can go away, they'll do spring training, obviously in February. And then in late March, they'll start the regular season. And hopefully everything will go smooth this year. Speaking about the COVID situation, number one Alabama and LSU, that game won't be played. It's going to be postponed. I'm looking forward to watching that this weekend. We've got a few friends there on the radio network who are big Alabama fans. And then number five Texas, who's hanging in there at Texas A&M, is in the Tennessee game. It's going to be postponed due to the virus. So that's unfortunate. That we're not going to be able to watch those games.
By the way, Austin Bill from Dawsonville, and now you got Chase. It's Christmas in Dawsonville right now. Christmas in Dawsonville.
There you go. I like that. I like that a lot for all our friends up in Georgia. And you can give a shout out for all in North Carolina, Captain. A few people called me yesterday because they listened to you up there on our Salem Communications channel up there in Raleigh, North Carolina. So very cool. So I wanted to share a shout out to those folks.
Yeah, I think it's an FM affiliate up there. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, man. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you for letting me come on the show, especially on Veterans Day, Captain. Again, thank you for your service, and thank you for everybody's service out there who sacrificed for our country and for the folks who made the ultimate sacrifice. God bless you and your family. Let's make it an honorable day. Let's be safe today. And, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning,
Captain. God bless. Thank you very much, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And you can give him a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Give him a call, Patrick Hyland, and he can help you with your Medicare needs because it's Medicare season, and he specializes in that. Plus, he can help you veterans out there like he did me, get me a supplement in there that takes care of that gap because there's a donut hole gap in there. We all know it, and it takes care of that, and it doesn't cost me a dime. Plus, I get more money back in my Social Security check as a result of that. So there you go. Now, today, I will be down at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club. As far as I know, it's still on. They're having a Memorial Day luncheon for veterans. There'll be a number of veterans there. I'll be there speaking at the group. Again, as far as I know, it's still on at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 12 noon. As far as I know, people can come in and participate. It'll cost you whatever it costs you for the lunch, but it is what it is. And look forward to seeing many of my friends down there again. And, wow, all I can tell you is with this storm, pay attention because It's almost, but not quite, a Category 1 hurricane. And we seem to be on the wrong side of it again. As far as rainfall, it looks like as if we're going to get through Friday 2 to 4 inches, possible as much as 6 inches. Some areas may get more. Obviously, South Florida, you're already saturated down there. You're going to get brushed a little bit, not very much, but you'll get a little bit down there. The next advisory comes here in about another hour. So you'll be hearing another advisory on many of these stations, especially in our Florida affiliates, around 7 a.m. But right now, Etta is, as of 4 a.m., Etta is located 175 miles southwest of Fort Myers, Florida. It's located 230 miles south-southwest of Tampa, Florida. It's moving north right now, or 10 degrees, at 12 miles an hour. So if you take that into consideration, that means in about 20 hours we'll be looking at it up our way here. It'll be directly across from us or maybe coming inland at that time. We don't know. But it looks like as if it's going to make that hard right turn and come in somewhere right now. If I had to guess, I'd say Newport Richey to Crystal River, and here we are on the right side of it. We'll see. We'll see. Things could change, but that's where we're at right now. All right. I'll see you tonight on the Redidio, and we'll probably be in hurricane watch at that time, and we'll be telling you all about it, especially in Florida. So have yourself a great day. Veterans, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you all later. Have a great day.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.